be new to ag lending, I am not new to farming. Whether I was playing baseball or helping with the family farm, my father used to tell me to start moving toward completing the tasks at hand. Through that, I also learned responsibility, integrity, and respect. That's why I'm excited to work with Bayport State Bank. We share the same values built on faith, hard work, and a determination to help our area's farmers succeed. For over 122 years, Bayport State Bank has continued to earn your trust. We'll listen to our farmers, make sure they receive the best in individual service. We haven't forgotten that our success is driven by yours. So if you're looking for a bank that shares your values, look no farther than Bayport State Bank. Give me a call at the Bad X office, or call any of our ag lenders. We can help you with any of your land and machinery purchases or inputs. Bayport State Bank, with offices in Bayport, Pigeon, and Bad X. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
Bad X putting on a clinic so far. A minute 27 left in the first quarter. It's Bad X 24, Vassar nothing. Jack Clancy with his third score of the day makes it 24 nothing. All 3-point, 2-point conversions good, and they've done it in just a minute 47 of offense. The squib kick comes down to the 42-yard line, brought down by Dalton Hook on special teams. He's a sophomore, 180-pound sophomore there. And Vassar will start out trailing by 24 points, a minute 22 left in the first quarter, first and 10 from their own 42-yard line.
Vassar's hitting the reset button here very quickly. They're going to start this drive at their own 42-yard line, but we're still in the first quarter, and they're down 24-0 already. Bad X with an explosion on the offensive side of the ball, and that's not to say that their defense hasn't stepped up to the plate as well. So we'll see if their defense can do it again, or will Vassar find a way to put some points on the board.
Vassar working off the left hash, making in shotgun. Has a running back to his left, two receivers to the left, one to the right. And we've got whistles again. And this looks like it is a timeout called by Mark Minetti and the defensive coordinator of the Bad X Hatchets. A minute 22 left in the first quarter, 24-0. Bad X leads Vassar. Dave, I don't think really anyone saw this coming, or at least in this stature. What is the difference maker so far?
Wow, they got off to a great start, and they haven't looked back since. Shocked is probably an understatement, but we shouldn't be. This team has slowly improved in every facet of the game. They just have not put it together. We've seen them, even in past years, put good drives together, put a few good plays, you know, throw a few big gains out there, but they haven't been able to ride on that. And when a mistake comes, it's disaster. The muff punt, for example, yeah. I thought for sure was going to ruin their momentum, and that was going to be the end of the fun for Bad X, but their defense come right back out, forced a fourth down turnover, and a turnover downs, and their offense come right back on the field and scored again. And right now, they know, they can feel that they have Vassar completely panicked, shocked, knocked right down to the ground on their heels. So this is their opportunity. They can't stop now. They got to continue to push and not allow Vassar to get any momentum on their side and let a comeback happen.
Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Macon has Colton Heiser now to his right in the shotgun. Macon keeps it for himself, cuts back inside, and meets a blue jersey right at the line of scrimmage. That'd be big man 56, Sam Thompson, the senior on defense, and stops Macon just for a one-yard gain. Second down, 9 to go with a minute 5 left in the first quarter.
Macon excels going, in this case, east to west, Clark. He excels going straight ahead. He does not want to kick it out to the sideline. He wants to get through that defensive line and line up a linebacker and try to run right through him. In that case, I think he made a wrong decision. He kicks it to the outside. I think he's got a chance for the first down on that sideline, but instead he decides to cut back in right into Thompson, and he's able to wrap him up and make a good tackle.
Macon in the shotgun, man to his left, two receivers wide each way, goes for the quick pass, and it is caught, but is well short of the first down marker by about 3 yards, out to the 49-yard line. Pass complete to Ethan Denham, brought down by Colby Meeks out of the secondary. Essentially third down and manageable, about a third and four, maybe a third and three for the Vassar Vulcans right at midfield, trailing 24-0.
Bad X on second long, playing soft coverage, allowing 5 yards of free run for Vassar, and they basically the slot receiver goes to the outside receiver, a two or about a 3 or 4 yard slant right back to the middle of the field, completely designed. Megan is going there no matter what, and a nice throw and catch to kind of get a little momentum going in their passing game.
And that is the end of the first quarter with the Bad Axe Hatchets leading 24-0, posting a shutout, and the offensive explodes as well. It's 24-0 off of 3 Jack Clancy touchdowns on the WLW Sports Network. The Bad Axe Hatchets leading the Vassar Vulcans right here on Sports Radio 102.1 after the end of the first quarter, 24-0.
When you choose to be sure, you aren't just picking an outstanding primary care provider. You're choosing a lifestyle. Better health, better life. It's our actual vision at Sure. Not just some saying that hangs on a wall, but a true goal of what we do. And it means a lot more than just that, too. By being Sure, you can be sure. You can be healthy. You can take hold of your life and enjoy it to the fullest. At Sure, it is our responsibility to keep our communities healthy. That's why we have primary care and family medicine clinics in Sebring, Pigeon, Caseville, Elkton, and soon, Bad Axe. We want to make it as convenient and easy to be sure as possible. That's where our vision of better health, better life becomes so critical. We're your healthcare organization. We're local and will always be. See for yourself at sure.org. Sure. Better health. Better life. Are you sure?
Meanwhile, back on the ranch to start the second quarter, Macon keeps it on himself for a third and three, and he gets through past the line of scrimmage and has the first down inside of Ben X territory all the way down to the 43-yard line. First and 10 for the Falcons. Left or right across your radio, Sun at their back.
We've said that very few times in this
yes,
game already.
Indeed.
First, a much-needed first down for Vassar. A good run there by Macon in the read option. Not a lot of pressure created by that Bad Axe defensive line. Macon able to read the defense and plow ahead for a very rare first down so far in this game.
Two wide each way, and Macon goes for the pass, and it is nearly brought in at the 36-yard line. Intended for Max Kokulski, but there in his way was number 17, Chandler Cady, the junior for Bad Axe, in good defense, incomplete. Second down, 10 to go.
Cady was in a good position to make a good hit as soon as the receiver caught the ball, but the throw was under duress. Macon had pressure. One of the defensive linemen of Bad Axe was in the backfield. The throw was rushed, and it was a little behind Kokulski. He wasn't able to haul it in, and as Cady made impact, he's able to jar it loose for an incomplete pass.
Macon in the shotgun, keeps it for himself, goes right up the gut, and he gets maybe about 3 yards across the 40 down to the 39-yard line, a 4-yard gain for Macon. Out of the bottom of that pile, big man Cody Bailey, the sophomore for the Hatchets on the stop. Third down, 6 to go for the Vassar Vulcans.
Yeah, Macon, again, we started at the said at the beginning of the game, he is the vocal point of this offense. He's the one that's going to throw it, and he's going to be the leading rusher on this team. So on that play, a design quarterback run, the running back keeping him company is the lead blocker, and 4 yards was all they were able to muster out of that run. Nice job by Bad Axe forcing third and six.
Man in motion to the far sideline, Monte Davis. Macon is going back to pass. He has to escape the pocket. Now going to the far sideline, keeps it for himself. The ball comes loose as he's going out of bounds. And it looks like when all said and done, he's going to have about a 2-yard loss back at the 45-yard line. Actually, more than that, about a 6-yard gain, or 6-yard loss. We're going to mark him back down at the
original line of scrimmage.
The spot is all over the place here. So a 4-yard loss for Macon on that carry. Brings up a 4th down and 10. Wehner on the stop. 4th and 10 from Bad Axe's 43-yard line. 24-0. Bad Axe leads Vassar. You heard me right. 24-0. 10:43 left in the first half.
The pocket broke down for Macon, had nothing there, and he was on the run for his life that whole play, was not able to find anybody downfield and stepped out of bounds for a short loss, and they're going to go for it on fourth down.
Macon heaving it downfield to the 20-yard line. It is brought in complete to the 10, to the 5, and very close down to the end zone, and they're going to say he's down at the 2-yard line. A pass from Macon complete to Monte Davis for the big conversion on fourth down from the mid from the